flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Now 4.3 to go. Thompson on Brown. Into the lane. Got the shot off. 0.7 to go. Thompson gives the Rockets the lead.
Are you kidding me?
Richard. Oh, the Rockets win the game.
That was wild, man. That was as much fun as I've had watching a regular season basketball game that I can remember. The Rockets beat the Celtics last night, 114 to 112. That means in the last week, they've beaten the top two teams in the Eastern Conference three times. The Cavaliers twice, the Celtics last night. They're off to Atlanta tonight to play that makeup game from the game that got froze out a couple of weeks ago. But a joyous Tuesday morning as we come in. Another local team winning a game. That's cool. I'm Sean Pendergast. He's Seth Payne. How are you this morning,
my friend? It was really cool as Dylan Brooks hits, was it 10?
10?
He hit 10 threes.
10 threes.
I lost track after 7 was his career high, and then he just went ahead and tacked 3 more on. I like that when Amon Thompson hit that game-winning pull-up jumper, that it was a mid-range two, which is something that the Rockets intentionally were bad at for many, many years of almost dynasty.
Like a Eurostep joint, man, right in the lane.
Yeah, well, and it's just it speaks to in clutch moments, hey, you know, the philosophy of hitting nothing but layups and threes over and over and over again, you tend to stack up some impressive victories and stats and everything during the regular season. But in crunch time or in a 7-game series, you got to be able to shoot from anywhere. And Amon Thompson did that at the very end
of the game. Yeah, yeah. It was cool. I mean, he had Jaylen Brown on him, man. Like one of the best players in the NBA. And he, you know, they inbound the ball to him. He shakes him, little Euro step jumper, little floater in the lane there, and hits the shot. And Amon Thompson was amazing all night. I've usually got Twitter open during these games. And my timeline is curated to get a decent amount of NBA stuff on there. And he is getting, all of a sudden, getting a ton of attention. His insertion into the starting, oh good, the game's on repeat in the studio here. That won't distract me at all.
If only you had the technological ability to turn it off, which I'm not being passive aggressive towards Sean here.
No.
We cannot control the TV in our studio.
In our studio. It's one of the dumbest things ever.
They're priming us for Big Brother to start telling us what to do.
Yeah, it's weird.
At some point, it's going to be some scary-looking dude holding a cat telling us who to kill.
I literally have to wait for Aaron Raybould to get to work to change the channel on the TV. Not, I don't want him to today. But Amon Thompson, Seth, he's getting a ton of attention. I wonder if he makes a late run here to get into the All-Star game. Ryan Hollins and Craig Ackerman on the broadcast last night were dropping a little bit of that confectionery sugar in towards the end, like, you know, because I think Alperen Şengün's he's got a decent chance of making the West. Someone from the Rockets needs to make the All-Star team just because of where they are in the standings. Like, they've put a nice nucleus together here, and they've got guys playing at that level right now. Now the team, Like Şengün, you could have argued last year deserved to make it, but the team wasn't at a level where a first-time All-Star is gonna get in. But Amen Thompson last night, man, first 30-point game, I think. He went 30-10 again. No triple-double this time. But he's...
I don't want this for Amen Thompson, but I kind of almost would like the Rockets to have zero All-Stars and just to take that as their ethos into the playoffs. Right.
Yeah.
The no-name NBA team. The old-school blue-collar NBA team. Yes.
He had a... It was kind of a typical Rockets game for a while, in a way. I mean, they've been pretty good at building leads on these good teams in games, and then they've made, you know, these good teams, Cleveland in particular, made runs back at them, and the Rockets are able to punch back. The Celtics punch back in a big way. Jason Tatum last night was, like, invisible for the first 2.5 quarters of the game. I'm like, is he sick or something? Like, he's out there. I see him, but he's not doing anything. And I was about to text you and say, like, man, dude, what is wrong with Jason Tatum? And then he literally scored 10 points, like, in a row. Like, he turned into Jason Tatum again. He scored the tying basket with 5 seconds left that led to the sequence where Amen Thompson hits the game winner. The game winner wasn't even Amen Thompson's best sequence in that game. He had a sequence in that game. The Rockets fell behind 101-89 in the fourth quarter. There's about 8 minutes to go in the game. And they make a run. They get a timeout. They start making a run back at the Celtics. It's 101-100. Amen Thompson hits a layup. The Celtics to make or it's 101-98. Amen Thompson hits a layup to make it 101-100. The Celtics come down and Drew Holiday's getting ready to load up a 3-point shot. Amen Thompson comes out of nowhere, blocks it, saves it, and then hits a reverse layup at the other end to make it 102-101. That was a sequence that was getting all sorts of attention last night. He's an incredible player, man. Like, he is the best player on this basketball team. And it was cool to see, you said Dylan Brooks also, man, the 10 threes. I don't know where you are, like the 10 threes. Like, you needed all of them last night to beat the Celtics.
Yeah, and so that was the second of a four-game road trip where the first two games have been very, very impressive. And now they face the Hawks, which is not as much of a challenge, but it's their third game in on a road trip.
Back-to-back, yeah.
Yeah. So this is fun. There's zero part of me that is watching last night and thinking, whew, if only they get Jimmy Butler on this team. If Jimmy Butler can be located, because last he was seen, he was walking out of a team shoot around, and now he's suspended by the team for 5 games or more.
Yeah, he said.
Yeah, so if they can find him, if they can locate him, I still don't want him.
No, okay? No, take, please. You know, the old get my name out of your mouth thing. Like the odds boards, get the Rockets' name out of your mouth when it comes to putting the Rockets on an odds board for Jimmy Butler. I want nothing to do with Jimmy Butler.
Well, and that's the two elements of this pretty tough stretch of schedule that they've had was, okay, how are they going to do without Jabari Smith Jr.?
Mm-hmm.
You can check off that box. And it's not like, oh, I don't need Jabari Smith Jr. back. But no, he's already on the roster. And when he comes back, he comes back. But there's no part of me that wants to listen to all the people outside of Houston that were thinking, well, the Rockets need to bring in Draymond Green if they're going to keep this up defensively.
All right. No, they're already really good. And I think it's one of those things, the Jabari Smith Jr. thing is interesting, Seth, because he gets injured. He was a starter. The big thing with Amen Thompson, and I'll throw Tari Eason in there when he's healthy, was the Terror Twins. The two guys coming off the bench, changing the vibe. Like, sometimes you stumble into things, you know, and Jabari Smith Jr. opens up a spot for Amen Thompson to go into the starting lineup. And with Amen Thompson in the starting lineup, this team is legit. Like, they are legit. And you can't put Amen Thompson back on the bench because he plays 42 minutes a night now. That's the other thing about him. Like, he is tireless. Like, he doesn't look like he needs to come off the floor ever. And when he's on the floor, he changes the game for these guys.
Which is, again, when Jabari Smith Jr. does come back, and he'll have probably about a month or so left in the regular season, he can ease his way back in.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And whichever role, however they choose to divvy up the minutes, it's looking pretty formidable if everybody else can stay healthy.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are fun is the right word, man. These games are fun. Craig Ackerman is killing it on these calls too, man. Like that's a guy, you know how I feel about, I'll just use the opposite end of the spectrum. Obviously someone who's more seasoned and has more pelts on the wall than Craig, but Al Michaels just doesn't sound like he's having fun during these Amazon games.
Partly because those games tend to be such dismal affairs.
But Ross Tucker sounds like he's having a blast, and he does the exact same games, you know, the exact same types of games as Al Michaels sometimes. You know, like off the grid, Thursday night, NFL Net, whatever it is, it can be 40-7, and Ross sounds like he's having a blast. That's Craig Ackerman. Craig Ackerman sounds like he is really enjoying his job. Like, he's having a blast.
It feels a little bit the way I think we noticed last year with Vandermeer that it's impossible as a play-by-play guy not to be genuinely more excited when you're actually watching exciting things happen on a football field instead of trying to figure out what David Johnson's going to do for you today.
Yeah, well, you're watching things that you feel like are going somewhere. You know, like this is leading to something. And Craig and Ryan both in the post game last night were saying, like, they were kind of echoing what you and I were saying. Like, no, this team as constructed is a legit contender right now. They've I know it's regular season and postseason is different, and these are the defending champs. And the Celtics, I mean, they had their two best players on the floor last night, but they were missing a couple. You know, Derek White wasn't out. They're missing a couple pieces last night. It's still the Celtics in Boston, and they still were up 12 with 8 minutes to go with their two all-stars on the floor, and you punched back on the road against them.
If you're the play-by-play on a team that's being dismantled and everything's being traded away,
it's not good.
It's like being the play-by-play for the Donner Party. If wagon trains had play-by-plays, it's like, well, boy, we've got a big challenge ahead of us. There are those mountains, and we'll see. We'll see how we fare.
I wish we had footage of that. That would have been
the play-by-play guy on the Donner Party was probably the first to go.
Oh my god!
Just like, this guy's depressing us.
Oh my
Heck
god!
Off a, well, don't even kill him first. Let's just start eating him.
That's funny. Well, Ross Tucker today at 7 o'clock. Anxious to get Ross Tucker's thoughts on Bobby
Sloan. Ross could make the Donner Party interesting.
Oh, for sure.
And fun, a fun affair.
For sure. For sure. So he'll join us at 7 o'clock today. We got a new president of the Texans yesterday. We'll talk about that in headlines. His name is Mike Tomlin, and
has he been inaugurated yet?
He's not been inaugurated yet. I don't know when the inauguration is, but he's got a gaudy resume, my friend. He's got a gaudy resume with lots of stadium experience on it.
Right. Because this is something that the previous team president, Greg Grissom, had mentioned at an event we had a few months ago, is about how, hey, it's coming up time on when most teams in the NFL, because 25 years is too long for a building to exist, it's time to start thinking about a new stadium.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
Nothing to see here, citizens of America. There's nothing that feels like ancient Rome right here. Oh, this gleaming Colosseum is 25 years old. Trash.
The Texans,
let's build a new one next to it.
The Texans tweeted the announcement of hiring Mike Tomlin they tweeted out a picture of NRG Stadium with the announcement. Yeah. It wasn't a picture of Mike Tomlin. It was a picture of NRG Stadium. I'm like, that's very subtle.
There's two things you hope for when you're going for a new stadium. The thing that makes it easiest is a roaring economy locally,
yeah,
and Super Bowl championship.
Yes.
That's the first order of business in getting funding for a new stadium is always to win a Super Bowl.
Well, let's get the right OC, and we'll see what happens here in the coming years. So we got a lot to get to today on the show. If you are just waking up and you're opening up the app, stick with us here for at least 60 minutes every day. Stick with us for the whole show and the whole day. But if you stick with us for 60 minutes, you can win a slam dunk trip to Vegas. And that could be yours by tuning into Sports Radio 610 for an hour a day on the Odyssey app. Live, rewind, or show podcast. Doesn't matter. Just listen to Sports Radio 610 or any participating station on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes. And you get your daily entry. So do it every day. And you and three friends could be wheels up to Vegas in March with an extra $5K in each of your pockets for the ultimate college basketball tournament experience. Just log in and listen now on the Odyssey app for your chance to win this national contest. The latest on the Texans OC search, they interviewed an interesting name yesterday. And C.J. Stroud, let's go back in the Wayback Machine and hear C.J. Stroud talk about one of the candidates who has been interviewed. We will do that coming up next.